Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you are listening to Fresh Manna, Our Daily Bread, Spiritual Food and Nourishment for the Mind, the Body, and the Soul. I pray, amen, praise God, that you'll be able to enjoy on today as we're coming to you with our online Bible study preview for today. And we're going to be discussing on this evening the fivefold ministry and what's involved with the fivefold ministry. So I want to encourage each and every one of you that have an opportunity to join us tonight at 7:30 p.m. by calling 712-775-7031. Access code, amen, 206-594-156 pound, and that's 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be sharing with you about the fivefold ministry. A lot of people don't know what it is, but we're really going to be talking about titles and positions. okay? I want to talk about a little bit of it on today, some of the books and transcripts that I have available. Because here's the thing, amen, our topic is description of positions and duties within the fivefold ministry. A lot of people have formed negative opinions about Christians having titles within the church and ministry. You know why? It's because so many believers have given themselves a title, yet they have little or no knowledge of what that title means. Titles do not define who you are, but rather what you do. And I have taught this to every minister, amen, praise God, that is up under my spiritual covering. So we have a lot of people who are self-appointed, amen, have given themselves a title to make it seem like they are someone of great importance. This is the problem that a lot of people have with titles, because they see people, amen, that have a title, yet their actions and deeds are in direct conflict with what they are proclaiming themselves to be. Now, let's start off talking first about all in the natural. I'm pretty sure many of you have worked on a job, or you will work on a job where you have trained someone, amen, to do a job because you worked on that job 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You knew how to run the line. You knew how to manage the office, amen. You were familiar with the different programs and concepts on the computer, amen. You had the experience of being a long-term employee, so you knew how, amen, praise God, things were supposed to be done, okay. Then the office or that company decides they want to bring in someone not so much with experience but with a degree. Oh, you better hear me on today. They want to bring in someone that is certified, amen, to be able to function in a particular position, such as manager or supervisor, foreman, amen, director, or just plain simply boss. Okay, and so even though you could have been working in that position, doing that job, okay, your company, your corporate office, or whoever you work for decides that they want to bring in someone that has the papers, even if they don't have the experience. And you know what really gets a lot of people upset is when they turn around and they ask the people that don't have the degree or doesn't have the certification or the necessary paperwork to train that individual that does, in other words, show them how it's done, okay? Amen, praise God. And many times you don't get paid extra money for doing that. You don't get no recognition for doing that because they simply consider it as your part of your job that you assist your coworkers with learning what they need to do and how they need to do it, okay? So, amen, we have a lot of people that are doing just that, okay, in the natural realm. They are doing work. They are doing jobs, amen, that they're not getting paid to do, okay, but yet and still they don't get recognized with that title of being the manager or the supervisor, amen, praise God, or whatever position it may be going to. You may be getting called a clerk when you're actually an administrator. And this is something that I have taught in my learning academy. The learning academy that we have a class on gifts of administration, the Leadership Training Academy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, so today I want to share with you some of the lessons that we have talked about in learning more about titles and positions, because I see a great need with people in that they learn what it is that God is calling for them to do, what they're supposed to be doing. See, you can walk around here with a title, that don't mean a thing, but are you performing that which God has called for you to do? Do you know, in other words, do you know your job and are you doing your job? Okay, I've been in my lifetime as a minister of the gospel, I have served in several different capacities, but I have served in all five of the fivefold ministry, that being the apostle,
amen, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. And they don't have to come in that order, but I certainly didn't start off, amen, as no apostle. No, I did not. Amen, praise God. And ministers are included, elders, deacons. But we want to talk about where it's talking about in the New Testament, where Jesus, amen, praise God, ordained these specific ministries because his disciples, that's where we're going to begin, his disciples, the ones that he trained, amen, they even changed title positions after they completed their training. See, now here's the key with a lot of people. They don't want to do any training, okay? Just about every job that I have worked on, I had some basic training, amen, praise God. I had to go in and learn the job according to, amen, the employer that I was working for. That was banking, that was accounting, amen, praise God. A lot of corporations, amen, praise God, require that you take training courses like I did when I worked, amen, for an energy company in Texas. I had 6 weeks of testing and going to training courses, and I had to get an 80% or higher on all of my quizzes each week, else you were out of the program. See, we do this in the natural, but when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to church and ministry, we think because we have an anointing, we think because, amen, we've been called by God, that we don't need any mentorship, we don't need any tutoring, we don't need any training. I've heard people walk around and tell me, well, God appointed me. But the word says, whom God calls, he qualifies. Okay? That means you get certified. You are able to show that you've set up under somebody long enough to get some teaching, long enough to get some training. Amen. Praise God. And that you can prove that you are going to be a good steward over the work that God has given for you to do. And that's the problem with a lot of Christians today. Amen, praise God. They're not doing a good work. Let me tell you, most of them aren't doing any work. Amen. They go to church on Sunday, amen, and want to preach in somebody else's pulpit or tell some pastor what they need to be doing, but yet they don't fulfill the basic positions that God has put within the church and ministry. Amen. Ushers don't know, amen, their temperament. You can't have somebody with a bad temper on the doorpost of the Lord's house, snapping at folks, rolling their eyes at people. Or I'm just telling you like it is. Or somebody singing in the choir that can't carry a tune. I don't care, amen, praise God, how desperate you are. If they can't sing, amen, let them sing with the congregation, but don't put them in the choir and certainly don't give them a lead part. We do some foolish things simply because, amen, we be trying to fill positions. Let me talk about it. Another thing, amen, is positions is putting people in the children's, in the youth department, in the nursery. Amen. I've had members to tell me, I take care of my kids, my children all day long. I'm not coming to church and taking care of somebody else's. Okay, amen, praise God. But you got other people that have a passion, and I'm going to talk about that, amen, praise God, in just a few minutes and on tonight. Amen, praise God, because someone recently asked me, I don't know what my purpose is, Apostle. Amen. Can you help me with that? So we want to get a great understanding, amen, praise God, about positions, amen, is the position that you have been given or even the position that God has appointed you to. You need to be able to have some training, some teaching. It's not going to come overnight. Amen, praise God. You're not going to be no great this and no great that until, amen, you've had some experiences in life that have taught you, amen, praise God, how to be more effective in whatever you're called to do. The first one I want to talk about, amen, praise God, going to share with consecration. Okay, amen, praise God. Consecrate yourself unto the Lord. For all of you that are part of Oasis Ministerial Fellowship or Oasis Worship Center, amen, praise God, I want you to make sure you write down all these transcripts or lessons. And if you don't have them, make sure that you try to get them, amen, as soon as possible, especially this year, because it's full of information on things that you need to be able to do. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to be sharing about four different transcripts, amen, on tonight, talking about, amen, the things that cause us to have titles and positions. All right? So I'm going to, first off, before you can even become consecrated, it's the fundamentals of being disciples. Let me go there. Amen. Praise God. The fundamentals, the basic principles, that's what we're talking about with the fundamentals of being the disciple. Let me first say, if you can't follow nobody, amen. Praise God. How in the world do you think you're going to lead? Okay? You have to be able to follow instructions yourself. And that's what I'm going to get into with consecration. You be a follower of someone that you admire spiritually, who can mentor and tutor you so you can learn how to become a good leader. Amen. You don't go into the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, amen, any of the USA military, and then thinking because you, amen, praise God, know how to fire a rifle or a shotgun, or that you had even some basic training in ROTC, that's still going to require you, amen, to be a subordinate to somebody that is in higher authority over you. You may come out of ROTC, and that's the military school, amen. You may have your sergeants or some other patches giving you a position, but here's the thing, you still got to be submissive or submit yourself to that lieutenant, that major, that general, and then all of them got to submit themselves to the commander in chief. Okay, so even if we have these levels in the natural, we have these levels in the spirit realm as well, where we are to submit ourselves, the Bible said, one to another. Why? We need to have spiritual and natural coverings of people who will support you. Amen. This is what I'm constantly telling the members of our fellowship. Amen. Stop fooling around with people that don't want to believe in you and don't support you. Why are you attending some church, amen, that don't have anything to do with you and what God has given you to do? You go there, you sit, and you eat, and that's it. But there's no fellowship outside of where you're attending. What we need, amen, praise God, is to be around people that believe in what God has given us individually as well as collectively. We need prayer partners, amen. We have a prayer line, but what I tell people, just don't get on this prayer line and pray. You need to have a prayer partner at home. You need to have a prayer partner in your neighborhood. You need a prayer partner in your family. You need, amen, someone that you can call on, amen, praise God, and say, hey, I'm going through this, or my family is going through that. Can you pray with me? And it may not always be your sister or your brother at church. It may be your son or your daughter at home. It's very important to have spiritual and natural cover. A lot of us, we get a spiritual cover. We have a pastor, we have an apostle, we have a bishop, but we don't have a natural cover. We don't have someone that believes in us, even our own family members. I was raised and taught, amen, praise God, by people in my family, amen, that have been in ministry for years. And I'm really grateful for that, because they explain to me my responsibilities as a servant and as a minister of the gospel. I was taught at home, amen, praise God, how to conduct myself outside of the home. I was taught at home my responsibility as a leader and a minister, and not just how you do at church, but how do you treat people. These are some key things that we learn. And a natural covering, amen, praise God, it's good to have your pastor, your bishop, your apostle, amen, supporting you. But you know what's even more important? When you get that support of your husband, your spouse, your wife, amen, your father, your mother, I am grateful that I've had that support, amen. And this is where we go into our next lesson, amen, praise God, where we've been talking about being the fundamentals of being a disciple, amen. Disciples are made. They're not born. You're not born into ministry, amen. Ministry may have been put into you by God, and then you have to be brought up. It's just like a baby that's born. He ain't born with no bottle in his mouth, amen, praise God. He got to learn how to suck. whether he's breastfed or, amen, you put a bottle, amen, you got to teach that child, amen, praise God, how to receive the correct nutrition. You just don't give a baby, amen, praise God, no meat. They ain't got no teeth in their mouth, okay? They can gag and choke. So you have to learn to start them off, what we say, on baby food, okay? So there's a lot that's involved with becoming leaders, amen, and where we are in God so we can help people. That's the whole thing. We need to learn that we're here to help people. So we have that, the fundamentals of being disciples, learning how to fulfill our vows and our commitments for service. This ain't about you getting a position so you can run around and brag, I'm an apostle, I'm a prophetess, I'm an evangelist. It's not to give you bragging rights, amen, praise God. It's to let people know, amen, that you are performing a particular service, amen. And here it is when we go to consecrate yourself unto the Lord. That's another transcript lesson that I have available. Amen. You cannot lead others if you're not willing to follow instructions yourself. We got to submit ourselves to those that's in higher authority. I have people even at my age, and I'm in my 60s, that I submit myself to. Amen. Praise God. I don't argue with them when they tell me that I'm wrong. I'm willing to listen to them. Amen. Praise God. Because I recognize that they have more wisdom than I have, amen, and that's why they're my spiritual mentors, they're my spiritual leaders, okay? And this is very, very key in the fivefold ministry, is that we have someone, I see a lot of people that have titles and positions, but they have no one that has mentored, and they don't want nobody to mentor them. They got, I have no attitude, the Holy Ghost can teach me all things attitude, okay? And they run around doing more damage than good simply because they're not willing to hear somebody else give them sound counsel. This is why we got so many young preachers, I'm going to tell it like it is, and they start up these churches, and yes, they good preachers. They can preach good. They can preach you happy, but their lifestyle is beneath the word of God. They have no moral integrity. They say what they want to say. They offend people. When I say they offend people, I'm talking about preachers using profanity. I'm talking about preachers, amen, doing things out in public that is in direct conflict to the standards that God has set for us as leaders. Amen, praise God. Not only leaders in the church, we're supposed to be leaders in our home. We're supposed to be leaders in the community. But yet and still, people feel that just because I can preach the word, I can speak a good word, you jump, shout, and holler when I talk, amen, praise God, I'm all of that, amen, praise God. That's not what that title of a position is for. Neither is it for you to drain people dry, amen, praise God, and be greedy after money. It's certainly not based on that. I've had too many people, amen, especially a lot of men, tell me I'm going to be a preacher, so, amen, praise God, I can get a big offering. That is not the concept of why God has called and ordained people to preach the word, to preach the gospel. Oh, let me tell you, we're going to talk some more about that too. Amen, praise God. Consecrate yourself. The Bible talks about, I want you to read, amen, if you do not have the lesson on consecrate yourself unto the Lord, certainly I want you to read Exodus, amen, 28, 1 through 6, amen, praise God, and then Exodus 28, 6 through 14. Do you know that when God appointed Moses, he gave him an armor bearer, he had appointed a priest, amen, and they were his family. His brother Aaron and his sister Miriam were called into the priesthood. Aaron, amen, was called into the Levitical priest, him and his son. Miriam, God appointed her as a prophetess. You better hear what I'm saying. These were positions that God set aside, and he said in his word, amen, that he would give them wisdom. That's Exodus 28 and 3. And then so that they would be recognized by the people, amen, he had certain garments that were made to consecrate them in the priest's office. This is why, amen, praise God, You a lot of times see the different types of robes and garments that are worn by clergy, whether it's a clergy collar or a clergy robe. Amen, praise God. It's simply to differentiate, amen, praise God, that person's office. Do you know the color of the pastor's robe? Do you know the color of the apostle's robe? Do you know the color, amen, of a minister? Amen. If you see them, amen, with a white collar, amen, and a purple shirt, do you know what position they are holding in the church? Amen, praise God. These are a lot of things people don't want to hear because they say, well, it don't take all of that. But yet these are things that were instituted in the Word of God. And you read about this in Exodus, amen, and they were set aside by God himself when he was having Moses go through the rite of passage, that's what it's called, amen, praise God, with Aaron and his sister Miriam. And the rite of passage, it requires advanced preparation. It's not something you're going to do just at the last minute. No, amen. You have to separate yourself for the service of the Lord. And one of the things I'm always telling people is you got to learn to listen, be sensitive to hear. And when I'm saying be sensitive to hear, you don't get offended, amen, when somebody is trying to give you counsel and instruction, especially concerning the ministry and what you're called to do. How can we teach, amen, praise God, if we're not willing to learn ourselves? And then act in obedience, walk in obedience, realize that you're different, that you're peculiar, that you are unique. Stop trying to be like everybody else and be who God called you to be. Amen. You should be identifiable not only as a person, but as a child of God, and then taking a level higher. Not only are you a child of God, but you're a vessel of the Most High. By he has called you to be a priest to serve, amen, and to minister unto him. That's what he told Moses, amen, to tell Aaron. You are called to minister to me and then unto the people. How you going to minister to people and you first don't consecrate and purify yourself to minister to God? Oh, thank you, Jesus. You need to go back and read what happened to those priests that went into the temple, amen, the Holy of Holies, and they weren't purified. Amen, praise God. I tell you what happened. They wound up dead. That's why they put a rope on them around their waist, amen, praise God, with some bells. And if they went up into the temple before the Ark of the Holy of Holies, amen, into the Ark of the Covenant, and God found them unfit, he struck them down dead. Lord have mercy if God was still doing that today when people are getting up in the pulpit, amen, professing one thing and living another. You better hear me on today. Amen, praise God. It's a dangerous thing to, amen, to mess around with the anointing of God and your temple is not clean. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We got to do what James 4, 7, and 8 said. Submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Oh, we quote that, but we don't quote that verse number 8. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. How can you be a servant, a priest for God, and you double-minded? Sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes almost level with the ground. No, you got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Okay? We're going to talk about prophets on tonight. Who is a prophet? A prophet is one who is divinely inspired to communicate God's will to his people and, amen, praise God, to disclose God's future to them. And we're not talking about no soothsayers and no fortune tellers. We're talking about those that God have called, amen, praise God, to declare, to announce his word and his intention for the people. And these are all part of the gifts of the Spirit and the gifts of diversities of operations that God has set forth in the church. Amen. Going to share on that because everybody that prophesy is not called, amen, in the office of a prophet or a prophetess. Amen. And lastly, we're going to be talking about evangelism. Oh, thank you, Jesus, in today's ministry. Do you have a passion? What I share shared with one person is your passion is your purpose. Whatever you are passionate about, whatever, amen, you have a love, a zeal for, amen, praise God, that's what it is. That's your divine purpose, and you need to walk in it. Well, I hope you're listening, amen, praise God, and that you will be a part of our online Bible study on tonight at 7:30 p.m. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. God bless you, and you've been listening to our online Bible study preview.